question for us to contemplate tonight. Will we trust him? He is trustworthy. He is worthy of our faith, of our trust. And it's not God's problem that we don't trust. It's our problem, because Psalm 9 in verse 10 says that those who know the name of the Lord will trust him. And then Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, as Caleb mentioned, those who do trust, God will direct their paths. And I'm thankful that we can claim that promise tonight, and we can consider how can we trust God more and know him more and know his characteristics. Man, what a blessing. What an encouragement and a challenge to us as believers that no matter what we're facing, we can trust him. We can trust him tonight. Well, we're so thankful for the privilege to be here with you all tonight. And Pastor, once again, thank you so much for the invitation. We are on a 12-week summer tour, and like Andrew said earlier, we do covet your prayers. And so we hope that you'll stop by the table afterwards and pick up one of those brochures and pin it to your fridge, put it on your bulletin board. And as we travel this summer, we really would love it if you would pray for us. We're traveling many miles. We'll be down in the south. And so pray for safety and pray that the Lord would just give us effective ministry. I wanted to just highlight one more thing on the back table that may be an encouragement to you in your walk with the Lord. Maranatha has put out several different resources by way of books that we've brought along with us. And I just wanted to tell you about one. It's entitled Keep Your Heart. And it is a 365-day devotional, one devotional for every day of the year, written by our seminary students there at Maranatha Baptist Seminary. And I tell people, if you're looking for the most bang for your buck with the books, this is the way to go, because it's the thickest book we have on the table, and it's also one of the cheapest. And so for $10, you can pick up this book right here, Keep Your Heart. And I pray that this will just be an encouragement in your devotional life as you read God's word and then take a look at what our seminary students are writing about as well in that book. And if that can be an encouragement to you, we hope that you'll check out that resource after the service. Well, I'd like us to invite you to take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 11 with me tonight. Matthew chapter 11, just for a simple thought and a simple challenge, simple encouragement to you in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, as the praise men, we have the opportunity to travel to about 85 different churches this summer. And one thing that is not my favorite about doing this is we come into a service like this and we're here for so short a time. I mean, really just a few hours in each location, and we really don't understand, we really don't get to know everyone as much as we would like to. We would love to spend a week, 2 weeks with you here at Westside and just get to know you. And oftentimes, we're reminded of the fact that we don't really know what God is taking you through right now personally in your walk. We don't know the suffering. We don't know the hurt. We don't know the fear that maybe is consuming your thoughts. We don't know about the sickness that's taking place in your family. We don't know about the discouragement maybe that you're facing in your life. And so it's our desire to come in and just be an encouragement. And you know what? The world is looking for rest. I heard my friend recently say something like this. He said, you know what? Every so often, I just look at my life and I think to myself, wow, I really have life altogether. You know, things are really going good. I've just got this thing figured out. And then he said, I think to myself, oh man, that was a really nice 45 seconds. You know, isn't that how we live life often? We kind of go 45 seconds of, yeah, life is good. God is good. Man, this is easy. And the majority of our life is spent going, oh, wow, Lord, please help me. There are a lot of things in our life that stress us, that cause us to worry, cause us to wonder, and cause us to grow weary, even in well-doing. And so I want to encourage us with a very simple text and a very simple thought tonight from Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Where Jesus Christ says to his disciples, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here's a wonderful command, a wonderful invitation for us tonight that is coupled with a promise. What is the command? What is the invitation? Christ says, come to me, and then the promise, I will give you rest. You know what Christ is saying to us tonight here in Matthew chapter 11? He's saying, you know what, Christian disciple? I know you're facing some difficulty. I know you're facing some trial, some suffering, some hurt in your life. But I want you to come to me. You notice in the text that he doesn't say, go find some more money. Go find some more friends. Hey, you know what, Christian? Go find, get a better promotion at your work. No, what does he say? He says, come to me. And this is a singular place that we should be running for this rest, for this comfort in our time of hurt, in our time of suffering. But how often do we get distracted by the things of this life and the cares of this world? And when we're tired and when we're hurting and when we're burdened, we'll run to something else. We'll run to our relationships. We'll run to our family. We'll run and try to find security in some form in this world and stability from something here on this earth. But may I remind us and may I encourage us that Christ does not say to go anywhere else for rest. He says, come to me. Look to me. And this is why we read verses like Hebrews 12 and verses 1 and 2 that where the author says that we should be looking to Jesus and laying aside the weights that are easily besetting us and running with endurance, running with patience, the race that Christ has set before us. Folks, tonight I'm here to tell you boldly that there is no place on this earth, there is no thing, there is no person that can satisfy and give comfort and give rest that lasts and that remains like the Lord Jesus Christ will. And so I want to challenge us to look no further tonight than Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 to find and restore real rest. Notice with me, if you will, how Christ describes the person who he is inviting to come to him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Here's two different phrases, two different words that he uses to describe the person that he extends this invitation to with two separate ideas. The first word that he uses is the word labor. This has an active sense to it. These are the things that we choose to keep ourselves busy. This is the work that we're going through. This is our job. This is what Christ has called us to by our vocation and by the different things we choose to be involved in the church. And so these are active burdens that we carry. But then he says, those who are laboring and those who are heavy laden. And here Christ talks about the passive things that we are facing in life. This is the cancer that comes unexpectedly. This is the financial burden that we didn't see coming in our homes. And here's the wonderful reality for us tonight, Christian. Christ stands with open arms and he says, you know what? I don't really care what burden you're facing. I don't care the hurt that you're going through. Just come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest, he says. And that is a wonderful promise that we would go to Christ and find true rest. Several years ago, actually many years ago, when I was just a young kid, about 4 years old, my dad began to teach me how to ride a bike. And for you parents, you know, this is a wonderful experience. I was talking with somebody just last week and they said, oh, you know what? That whole process has changed. I said, well, the process of riding a bike has changed. They're like, yeah, there's this new way to train your kid how to ride a bike. You know, there's no pedals, no training wheels. I thought to myself, oh man, technology is improving. These bicycles are getting fancier and fancier. Well, when I learned how to ride a bike, I had a little toy Tonka truck looking bike. It was black and then it had the yellow stripes around it and it had the training wheels, okay? Old school, old style. It was awesome. And so I got that for my fourth birthday and I started to learn how to ride a bike. Well, the day finally came where my dad came to me and he said, listen, Micah, today is the day. You, my son, are going to learn how to ride your bike without the training wheels. And I thought to myself, all right, let's do this. This is going to be awesome. Micah's going to be a big boy. So I strapped on my helmet, strapped on the elbow pads and strapped on the knee pads. And I said, all right, dad, here we go. Going to learn how to ride a bike. And here we go. And so my dad grabbed the bike, set me on it, and we were out in the church parking lot. He grabbed the back of that seat and he said, okay, here we go. Start pedaling. And he pushes me away and I began to pedal. And I pedaled as hard as I can. And inevitably, boom, I fall over. And oh man, those elbow pads didn't feel so good then, you know? They don't do too much. And I said, oh man, that hurt. My dad says, are you okay, Micah? You know, you're doing all right. I said, yeah, I'm fine. I hop back on that bike and begin to pedal again. My dad pushes me off and boom, I fall over again. You know, now the tears begin to come. Oh man, this hurts. This is not fun. This is painful. My dad stands there. He goes, Micah, come here. Let me help you. Let me give you some assistance. No, dad, I got this. Hop back on the bike. Start riding away again. Boom, fall. I'm hurting. I'm struggling. My dad says, Micah, just come to me. Let me help you. I know what I'm doing. I can handle this. No, dad. You see, I'm a big boy. I know how to ride a bike. I've been training for many years on these training wheels. I got this. Don't worry. I can handle this. Christian, tonight, God is saying, come to me. Find rest in me. And maybe you're here tonight, and you say, no, God, I got this figured out. I can figure this out on my own. I'm hurting, but I can mend those wounds. I can figure this out. I'm smart enough, God. And Christ stands and he says, my child, no, you can't find rest. You can't find comfort. Come to me. Christian, may I challenge you and exhort you tonight that if you are running anywhere else for rest and for comfort, if you're looking for stability and security anywhere in this old world, then would God revive our hearts tonight? Would he refix our focus, our gaze back on the Lord Jesus Christ so that we might claim this promise? He will give us rest. But the prerequisite, the requirement is that we go to him. And what a wonderful promise that we can claim, and what a wonderful truth for us to live, that we would go to Christ. May God help us. May he enable us by his grace to go to him first and find true and lasting rest.